This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Come on, you guys miss me? You couldn't miss me. I did like a little kick over the weekend. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I thought it would be appropriate tonight before we got started, before we really get into the show, that I get you guys ready in case something should happen during the hours of this show. So let's just take a minute to be informed, to get informed.
Beep, beep.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington.
Right at this moment, every major city in the United States is within reach of Russian bombers. We know that Russia has atomic bombs.
Every one of us must remember to do the same thing. We must obey the civil defense workers. They sometimes cause bad accidents, and they're always ready to take care of themselves. That means duck and cover fast, wherever you are. There's no time to look around or wait. It could burn you worse than a terrible sunburn.
You know, all right, with all due respect to our Hawaiian-American friends, the, you know, those are some, with a little bit of the music underneath, but those are what we put up with in the 60s and 70s, right? We were taught to duck and cover, which I never really understood how a desk. Now, I went to school where the desk had the inkwells. Remember, we didn't have ink in them. They still had the inkwell holes. And they had the desk that, you know, popped up. And then you, but getting under that desk, how did that save you? What, the radiation can't get through the desk? Is that how it works? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I got so much I want to try to get through tonight. I really do. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. We're going to talk about Hawaii. We're talking about our racist president. You know, all the stuff that kind of the news is talking about, although I don't know why. Then in the second hour, we are going to talk about Martin Luther King. You know, today would have been his birthday. And, you know, a wonderful man gone way too early. If you look at the website, therealside.com, well, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you could do there. But you can also read my piece on Was His Life Wasted? And I wrote that a few years back, cleaned it up a little bit, but if you think about it, where the black community is today, with what Mr. Obama did to the black community today, did he set everything back that MLK set in motion? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Very much appreciate the time you guys are spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really, you know, earlier today, I was on somebody else's show. And there was a post up, and just for clarity, I appreciate, I couldn't, I wasn't there. So for anybody who say no, you know what took place in the era of Martin Luther King, and you weren't there, no, you don't. These guys were persecuted like nobody else. And if you think about Martin Luther King and who he was and what he wasn't the, you know, shut up, know your place, sit in the corner, be quiet, we'll give you what we want to give you kind of guy. He was a rabble rouser. He made noise. He wasn't having it. He did exactly what conservatives should be doing today. Why are we letting, why have you let, I'm going to put it that way, why have you let people on the left, these hardcore left progressive socialists, why have you let them get such a foothold in this country, in America as a whole? Why have you let their ways take such a hold? I will never understand this. Now, many of you earlier today was on another show, a very progressive left show. And, you know, his people, there's no way to turn them over to us. There's no way to get them to understand what we're trying to say. They're not going to come to my side of the aisle. And one of these people jumped on the Facebook page, where I simply had an article, A Life Wasted, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I talk about all the wonderful, great things that he did. And this guy jumps on, he says, I saw you on so-and-so's show. I didn't realize you're a racist apologist. You sound just like a dumpster, blankety-blank, racist. You claim you're part of the truth base. Right? Now, the question was really simple. That was asked that they thought, or he thought I was ducking. Right? Which was, if you people aren't racist, you know, if you Republicans aren't racist, well, where are all your, you know, where are all your blacks and Hispanics? When I look at the Republican caucus, I don't see many. And I said simple truth. They don't win. We have blacks and Hispanics we put up on a regular basis. They don't win. It's really that simple. And it irritates me to see, I jumped off, going at 100 miles an hour, but it irritates me because, and the other fellow ducked the question as well, when I said, look, you guys claim to be the party of the Big Tent Party. You put up 4 old white people the last election, and it looks like you're going to put up another 3-4 old white people this time. And then, what did we put up? 16. In the 16 or 17 that we had women, we had Latinos, we had blacks. I'm sorry, you're working a different dictionary than I am. But this person could never come back and answer. Go check it out on the Facebook page, the Real Side Facebook page, on the Martin Luther King post. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. Don't go far. We're going to have a good time.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Are you an attorney with a passion for defending religious freedom? Are you looking for a new and influential way to use your skills in the new year? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. This network of affiliate attorneys makes PGI unique and provides the ability to take on cases around the nation. Hey, if you're an attorney who desires to make a difference for religious freedom and family values, we invite you to join our team. You can find out more about PGI and how to become an affiliate attorney on our website, pacificjustice.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract. extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is a
we are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, we're both American-made last I heard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Keep your emails to yourself. I'm not making fun of what happened and why. I'm just trying to remind you, some of us were around. See, I love the way they jumped right on it and try to blame Trump for what happened in Hawaii. It's all his fault. So can I blame JFK or LBJ for what happened to me in the late 60s, early 70s, where they had me diving under desks like that was going to... They had me brainwashed into believing that somehow a desk was going to save me from the radiation of a nuclear and atom bomb, right? Oh God. Anyway, go see the real side of GCN Live. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, all kinds of things you can do up there, including give me your email address. I want it. I need to have it. I only send out one a week. I don't make you crazy. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us now on the air and in the chat room or up on Facebook. Let me bring her in before she makes herself crazy. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of set the tone. Hi, Kimberly. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you warm? Come on. It's cold air, isn't it?
You shut it. We had 2 days, yeah. And it was nice and warm, and it was awesome, and then it went back to freezing. I couldn't.
Yeah, but it's New England warm. What does that mean?
It was 60. I didn't need a jacket.
Yeah, I think we get down to 83 one day, so anyhow. When you heard about the raid this weekend, right, and you saw the loons come out of the woodwork, I mean, I'm telling you, the air raid hadn't gone off yet before they were blaming Trump for the attack. And then when they found out it was an attack, then they blamed Trump for all the heightened anxiety that people have. And then when they found out the guy hit the wrong button, then it was Trump's fault that he hit the wrong button because he had the guy so nervous not to do the wrong thing. This is like psychotic, isn't it?
I don't even understand how this happened.
The guy came in for his shift, probably put his brown bag sandwich bag down in the wrong place. It tipped over, and it hit the button for air raid. And they couldn't pull it back, or there's something they couldn't do. It took them 37 minutes to let people know this was only a drill, and a stupid drill at that.
How is there a button for a ballistic missile? What button is there? They can't just do a wide alert?
I think there's six of them. One is like, you know, tidal wave. One is, you know,
tsunami.
One is. No,
I mean,
I'm with you.
Like a vending machine.
It's a it's an emergency alert system, and I don't believe it's just a button. I'm sure there's more to it than that. But the guy really did the wrong thing. He apologized for it. Like almost immediately, he came out. They've already moved him to a different position, but. But it's just the progression to show that no matter what happens, they're going to pin it on Trump. They're going to try to blame Trump for it in any way, shape, manner, or form by just simply saying, look, if he would deal with North Korea, if he would stop creating such a heightened, you know, sense of emergency and everything, these things wouldn't happen. I mean, come on. This is delusional.
Okay. If the past 3, 4, 5, whatever administrations had dealt with North Korea properly and didn't give them the ability to create nuclear weapons, thanks, Bill Clinton, this wouldn't even be an issue because they probably wouldn't have them. Oh, my good Lord.
No. Good luck with that because they will tell you over and over and over again, you can't blame it on the past. Except when Obama was in for the first 5 years, he blamed everything on the past, right? The past president, the past people, he had to clean up a mess. Didn't you know that?
Of course. Of course.
Okay, so here's what somebody who has a clue says. Here's what happened. The program that sends the warning had a drop-down menu on the computer that had test warning and warning. He didn't click the right item on the drop-down. Can you imagine hitting that button? And you're looking around going, oh, my God. Did I hit the wrong button? I should go ahead and check.
I still don't understand the whole concept. There's got to be some kind of processes in place to send that. I just find it hard to believe some nitwit has power and access to send something like that out without getting all kinds of approvals first. I really just find that hard to believe.
It's that easy,
Hawaii,
right?
Is Democrat controlled, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't care. Right. Just go ahead and send me your emails. Go ahead.
So, okay, even with all that said, President Trump stirred it up again, started talking about all these, remember, we're on terrestrial radio, so it's crap hole. Let's get that straight. Okay, it's crap hole. countries. You think he was talking about the people? You think he was talking about the government? Do you think he was saying stuff that other... See, this is the thing about the Democrats. The Democrats always say, we can't send them back to their home countries because their home countries are war-torn, corrupt pieces of crap. But when the president says it, all of a sudden he's nasty. Right?
Oh, this whole thing is just so ridiculous. And why would anyone believe Tricky Dicky Durbin?
Oh.
In the first place. I mean, come on. This whole thing is ridiculous, and it's not something a lot of other people have not said about certain countries or even cities in the United States.
Or even the restaurant down the street from their house.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it when my house gets really messy, I say that about my house. Oh. I mean, they're acting like this is... they're acting like this is some, oh my God, oh my God, like, I gotta scream and yell and it's so awful. Okay, well, have you been there? I mean, the Clintons were there and they thought so poorly of Haiti that they decided to rip them off and make money off the poor people.
I know, they sat there and said, look, it doesn't matter how much money we give these people, it ain't gonna help. No,
and it's not the people, it's the government.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The government.
Yeah. Funny how the rest of us low IQ Republican / conservative / independent voters could figure that out, but the highly educated Democrats on the left couldn't figure that out if you wrote it down and handed it to them, right? God.
No.
Irritating.
No. Just, you know, my can't even button, it broke a year ago. And it just... I keep desperately reaching out for it, and it's gone.
Yeah. But Kimberly, ultimately, it's just the hate. They hate him so much, they're waiting for him to trip just so they can laugh at him, right?
Yeah, hey. If Trump did every single thing Democrats wanted, they would still hate him.
Yeah. All right, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'll let you finish up and mouth off on the other segment. We'll be back in a minute with Kimberly Moran. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be involved in the conversation. Seriously. I'm not begging you, but, you know, you head up to the website. We have a chat room there for those of you who don't like Facebook or don't really care for Facebook. We also have a Facebook feed as well. There's a gazillion ways to get in touch with the show. You can write me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I don't know. I love having her on every week. She kind of sets the tone for the rest of the week. Kimberly Marin joins me. She is, you know what? She's a columnist and a commentator in her own right. Kimberly, how do people find you when they're looking? And I don't mean the local pizza parlor. I mean, how do they actually find your writings?
Pizza around here is not very good.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Gotta go to New Hampshire. Boston or New York City or Chicago if you want deep dish. Sorry, New Hampshire. I'll probably get more emails about that than anything else.
Yeah, you probably will.
New Hampshire Political Buzz. It's more centered on local issues, but these are also a lot of local issues that other people are pushing around the country and the state legislatures.
Right.
And also Granite Rock, where I sometimes just get to go off a little bit because it's a blog and not a regular news article.
Yeah, those are always fun when you can do stuff like that. All right, so a while back, I have done these stories around not just, you know, female genital mutilation, but I did it from a standpoint. I think it was Michigan, where they were doing this on a regular basis, and they were still doing it under religious belief or religious umbrella, and you know, nobody took it, because I'm the male in the room, right? So nobody took me seriously, and I was just making a big deal out of nothing, and I really didn't understand anything, blah, 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 blah. But now you've taken on to this. And there's going to be legislation that will criminalize female genital mutilation in New Hampshire, but somebody has run away from this all of a sudden. Who is that? Who might that be?
That might be the Democrats. The Women's Rights Party. Woohoo!
Oh, God. So what's going on with it?
To be honest with you, I've been researching and writing about international affairs when it comes to women and the abuses and oppression against women and little girls for the past few years. I used to write for a different site that doesn't exist anymore. But and I tended to write a lot about these kind of issues. And so this legislation came up, which criminalizes female genital mutilation for those under the age of 18. And I'm floored when people don't believe this should be passed. You know, I'm always the one at the legislature testifying to repeal laws or stop bad laws. This is the first time ever that I'm actually pushing for a law that is, I feel is important, because there is literally no benefit to FGM, which is what it's called. There's no medical, no one in the medical community believes there's a benefit. And it does harm women for the rest of their lives. And actually some little girls have died after having this done to them. There is just literally no benefit. It is not a religious-based practice. This has nothing to do with religion, although some religious leaders have taken it to upon themselves to have it be part of their religion. It is right. Not a religious-based custom. As a matter of fact, we used to do it in the United States, but we progressed into the 21st century. We were doing it up until the 1970s here, some places.
Wow.
White,
come on, really?
White Christians. Wow. In Egypt, Coptic Christians do it alongside with Muslims. I mean, it's not one specific religion. It's cultural based. It's 30 countries around the world still do it. There's over 200 million women and girls who are alive still today who have had this done to them. There's over 500,000 girls and women at risk for having this done to them in the United States, in our country. And it was Senator Harry Reid who pushed to make this a federal crime in 1996. Believe it or not.
No. Yes. Harry Reid did this?
Yes. And so it's criminalized. It's already illegal at the federal level. The problem is, you know, there's how many federal prosecutors compared to 50 states and then all this, you know, throughout the state? They can't possibly prosecute all these cases.
Well, so, this is so apparently, though, this has already been, already been rejected from the World Health Organization, right?
No, they're for this.
According to the World Health Organization, it's a violation.
This is a worldwide issue. This is a worldwide campaign to end this practice. And it's part education and it's part criminalization. There's 26 states who have this as law, as state law. There's 24 that do not. You can't use the religious excuse to, no one can, even though the ACLU does. They fought it in Maine. You can't use that as an excuse for child abuse. This is beyond child abuse. This is barbaric. If you read stories, I read a story about a woman, an American, who had it happen to her when she was younger in the United States. White wow. Christian woman. Not Islam, not Muslim, white Christian.
Wow.
Back when they were still doing it, and some people believed it was, you know, needed to be done.
Now, so, over 97% of the girls in Christians and Muslims in certain areas in Egypt have had this performed on them.
And
wow.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not like, oh, we hate Islam. No, we love little girls. Okay. This is a girls' rights issue. This is a women's rights issue. This is a human rights issue. There is literally no medical benefit whatsoever to this. And they don't even pretend there is. They did in the U.S. They tried to say some stuff back in the day, but, they don't. It's just a rite of passage, quote unquote. It's to, you know, cleanse the girl for marriage or whatever. It's horrifying. And I think the people who put it aside, just shove it aside and say, oh, no, I'm not freedom, man. They either don't really grasp the concept, or they just really don't understand that if someone doesn't stand up for these little girls and women, who is going to?
I agree with you, and a lot of people don't really understand it. And then they hear it's a religious thing, as you were talking about earlier. They'll hear that it's a religious thing, and they go, well, okay, if it's a religious thing, then we really shouldn't say anything, or we really shouldn't stop it. It's just always quite amazing to hear that, you know, hear people use those kind of excuses, right?
Well, where do you draw the line, though? I get it. Mm-hmm. I totally get it. But there has to be a line to be dropped. I am always fighting for parental rights, especially when the state wants to take them away over ridiculous things like you can't let your under 18-year-old daughter go tanning. Shut up. You know, let the parent decide. But so certain things, I always am on the side of the parents. This goes beyond that. You wouldn't let a parent murder their child or molest their child, or would you? How libertarian are you?
No,
oh,
I hear
good
you.
Emails for that one, too.
I hear you. No, you know what it is? Again, people are so afraid to say anything from a religious standpoint. They're so afraid to call somebody out because it's a religious thing and we don't want anybody to get upset. Hey, look, if you step on my belief system, I'll let you know about it. You don't have to worry about me covering it or not saying anything, right? You got to speak up. You got to speak up for yourself. You have to speak up for others, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because Republicans are trying to pass a gender identity bill in New Hampshire. And I thought of the perfect analogy on my way home tonight. You know, because basically what the gender identity bills do anywhere that they are passed in this country is make others conform to the individual beliefs of these people, right? Yep. Whether, you know, there's 71 genders. What do you identify with as today? I don't know. I'm gender fluid. I make one up every day. But so basically that would be like a group, a various group of people, religious people, get together. They all have different gods that they believe in. They all get together and they make a law that says you have to conform atheists to you have to believe in my God. You have to believe in my God, whether you want to or not, because it'll be against the law and it'll be discrimination if you don't. It's the same thing.
I love these people. I love these people who are going to shove stuff down our throats and tell us, you know, what we have and how we have, what we can, what we can't, and then tell us how they're for freedom. I was thinking about this over the weekend, about all the little laws, little things that we can and can't do anymore. Our founding fathers really would be saying, this is not what we planned on, people. Anyway, I got to go. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a bit. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins me. Seriously, you don't want to miss the next segment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back.
He was a famous job man in Chicago.
You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. Okay, by popular demand, we're going to introduce Kimberly the proper way. Producer Tammy asked for this one. What? You can't do the video. Can you? We do one thing at a time. You know, you're really, you know what I'm saying?
Tammy, he's a man, remember.
Live from the land of wildfire, sanctuary cities, dreamers, and SJWs, it's The Real Side Radio Show with your host, Joe Messina. Tonight's guest, that no-holds-barred, go-get-em political investigative reporter, Kimberly Moran.
I kind of get this vision of you coming out in a pair of bell-bottoms, you know, with a tie-dye shirt, you know, flipping the hair back and forth with that. Anyway.
Okay, I actually do have bell-bottoms and tie-dye shirts.
Oh, this is not, this can't end well.
I love bell-bottoms. I love them.
Oh, God. Are you one of the ones that, like, cut the side out and added material and all that fun stuff, too?
Do I look domestic?
Yeah.
No.
No, but you might have taken him down to the local corner and said, here, put this in there. Anyway.
Okay, no. In the 80s, I acid washed jeans by throwing them in a tub and taking my mother's bottle of Clorox bleach and making up my own thing, okay?
Oh, God.
But that was, you know, that's what we did back then.
All right.
That's about it.
Yes, that piece was compliments of Joe Simeone just for you, Kimberly.
That was awesome, Joe.
You like that? Yeah, there you go. Okay. I even forgot where we were. What? I thought we were done with it. I mean, how much can you talk about mutilating parts and pieces? You know what I'm saying? So you're going to testify, right, on this? And the Dems have pulled their support for the bill, you were saying, or something along those lines?
Yes, they were co-sponsors to the bill, and suddenly they decided to pull their names. And, of course, it was after the date where no other Republicans could sign on to it.
Oh,
a Republican is the sponsor. A Republican is the sponsor. There is one Democrat's name still on it, but it's only because he just passed away, probably.
He just, what?
Yeah.
He just passed away?
Yeah, he was sick. I think he was sick. No, I don't know if he was sick or not, but I think he might have been battling something, but his name is still on it, but he's no longer with us.
Okay. Well, sorry to hear that. Okay. Let's move on. on that positive note, let's move on. Okay, so I know a lot of you are going to go, I can't believe this. So Jeff Bezos has donated $33 million for DACA scholarships, all right? Because he has decided that they need to stay, they need to be educated, it doesn't matter who's breaking the law, what they're doing. Another one of those liberal, you know, it's really funny, these liberal Democrats who are totally against capitalism and totally against the conservative slash capitalist way of life, and yet, how did Jeff Bezos become a multi-billionaire?
Because what's good for him is not good for you.
Because
he
shipped packages to the U.S. Postal Service, who he didn't create, right? The government created. Therefore, that's what made him successful, was the government. I need a bucket to throw up in.
I'm not giving up Amazon Prime. I'm not doing it. I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
You know, I boycott stuff. I give up things. I boycott stuff. But I have to draw the line at some places.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's always amusing to see all these left-wing millionaires and billionaires that will spend, they could spend their money, their hard-earned money, any way they see fit. I don't have a problem with that. I don't care if they have other ideology than I do. But I just always find it interesting that they spend money typically on things that hurt Americans. As opposed to helping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
But here's what I love about these guys, okay? So he talks about his dad. He said he landed in this country alone and unable to speak English. You know, he was talking about his father when he immigrated to the U.S. He was 16 with a lot of grit and determination, and he helped of some remarkable organizations in Delaware. My dad became an outstanding citizen. He continues to give back to the country that he feels blessed him in so many ways. That guy probably, unless he left it all out, they have a problem with illegal immigration and immigration. Like, they're exactly the same thing. That's the part
that curious me. Of course they always do that. Do you ever notice that the left always does that? They don't talk about the true issue, which are illegal immigrants. Not regular immigrants who came here and did it the proper pathway. The issue is with the people who cross the border illegally and then set up shop here and set up a home here and just expect us to think nothing of it. Would you do that? Would you let someone walk into your house and just say, oh, yeah, take a seat over there. You can have that bedroom.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
it's no different.
Well, like Pelosi, did you see the picture of her home in San Francisco with the 12 or 14-foot wall around it? You know, I mean,
stop
seriously,
it.
I'm serious.
She built a wallet that to keep her out, or I mean, to keep her in, or keep people out.
Well, listen. If I could get the proof that they built the wall to keep her in, I would sue the contractor because she keeps getting out. But well, you know, the other side
what's
of that.
The name of it is the word asylum above the fence.
No, they call it a sanitarium. that's what they called him in her day. But seriously, how hypocritical it is that you put a wall up like that and you talk about how opening and welcoming we should be. She could put a, you know, you look at that property, she could probably put 300-500 pup tents up to put some people in on that property. She really was.
Oh my God. You're getting emails for that one. You're definitely getting emails.
Well, how do you do that? How do you see, you're getting me wound up. I can't even get it off my tongue. How do you yell about the rich? How do you talk about all the money the Republicans have when in the top 25, the majority of the top 25 richest people in the Congress are Democrats. Right?
Yes.
She cans tuna overseas because it's cheaper to do. God only knows what's going into the tuna that she's selling. I'm sure she's paying her people $15 an hour over there, isn't she?
Okay. So here's the other thing. How about Bernie? Everyone should get free stuff. Sanders. The guy has never done a thing in his entire life. He was kicked out of a commune for being a lazy bastard. And he gets becomes a political hack, and now he's a millionaire? Really? He's never contributed anything to society other than hot air.
Oh. Sounds like you hate him or something. No, but you're right.
He's a muppet.
He's lived off the government. He's lived off of yours and my tax money for like 60 years. I think he had one break when he went to work for some nonprofit. I think he worked for them for what, 2 or 3 years? And they about went under, so he left. And he went back to work for the government. And he's been in elected office forever. So I don't know.
Yeah, he's done nothing. He's accomplished not a thing. Literally not a thing. If you look at his legislative record, feel free to check out how many pieces of legislation he's gotten passed.
Well, it's like this Maroney, what's her name, Maxine Waters, right? She's running again. She has an 80% approval rating in a district she doesn't even live in. She represents it, but she doesn't live in it. Most of the people in her district are under the poverty line. She lives in a $4 million home, right? And
How dare you expect Auntie Maxine to live in a high crime, high gang area? How dare you, Mr. Messina?
I can't take these people anymore. And
I know.
She's willing to run for president. You ready for this one? She's willing to run for president if the millennials will tell her to, because, you know, she connects with the millennials.
Please do. I would die. I would not stop laughing the entire election.
No, can you imagine? Can you imagine what those debates would be like?
Oh, my God. You're racist. You're racist. Amen.
I would. You got to look at it.
What do you want to do about the economy? Racist.
You got to look in the chat room. Somebody put up a pair of Joe Simiata put up a picture of what your bell bottoms would look like. Anyhow,
I'm gonna go look.
I would like to see Pelosi, Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Wasserman Schultz all running for president in a Democratic debate. I mean, you couldn't pay for that kind of entertainment. There ain't enough money on the planet for you to pay for that kind of entertainment. All right, real quick, tell people how to find you before you lose it.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Crock, and I'm on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, the whole next hour we're going to talk about Martin Luther King and about what he would think about today. Seriously, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for tuning in. Don't go far.